Blog Talk Radio.
Shadowy Gorilla, Cursed Catalyst, Mr. Everything, you know, chilling with the baddest chick. You might, I'm so next to blow, start the show, let go. I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say that shit anyway. Yes, it's your boy. Of course, I'm here and everything. I'm doing me and everything. And of course, everybody knows it's the show. Starring me and another person.
and me. I don't want anybody to forget about me, even though I'm tardy for the party. I'm still here.
Yeah, you was I'm kind of tardy for the party.
It is lyrical.
I'm my favorite rapper. I just want everybody to know that. Good evening. It is, what is today's day? It's the 14th. It is March 14th, 2013.
Yes.
And we wanted to welcome everybody to the show. How is everybody tonight? Great.
Welcome.
I couldn't give a
welcome.
All right.
Welcome, everybody.
Hope everybody's good, because I couldn't give a damn about how you're doing. It's all about how I feel. That's how I'm feeling right now. I just got a lap dance, and I'm feeling great about myself. That was kind of why I was tardy. I won't lie. So, yo, it is a great day, and we need to know a couple of things. I've had a trying week. You know what? I've had a fucking trying week, and I will give you guys just a little bit. Now, someone hit my car. Somebody hit my car while I was inside the building. Has anyone ever left their car, set the alarm as you were walking away, and everything's cool, and you come back 4 hours later, and her chin is on the floor? Her chin is on the floor. I've never seen that done before. I never had that happen before.
I looked around.
Her whole chin was on the floor. Her whole chin was on the floor, yeah. So, anyway, it happened to be one of the regional leaders of that area who had hit my damn car, and her chin was all on the floor. Now, needless to say, I'm getting compensated, though. She was very, very nasty. I might actually put a picture up on the website just so y'all can see, but it was about $900 worth of damage. I'm getting that check cut to me probably tomorrow. So, yeah, good things happen. What's going on with you, fella? What's up with you, fella?
It's been just like it's good stuff, but it's still like really? Like, as soon as something good pop off, it's something that's frustrating as hell, so I'm like, okay. And I'm tired as fuck, so if y'all don't see me with my regular energy, yeah, because I'm tired as fuck, but I'm about to just try to snap out of it somehow, some way. I'm about to get this, we gonna get this music popping off all crazy so I can get my leg work, my foot work, and my voice work going. So basically I can be that loud, hyperactive ass nigga that y'all know and love.
There you go. That's what I like to hear. Tonight we are actually going to talk about long-distance relationships. Do they work or do they not? Do you just go ahead and give it up as soon as he or she hops on the train, the airplane, the bus, whatever it is? Long-distance relationships, do they really work or are they a waste of time? That's what we're going to talk
about
tonight.
How you feel about it?
Long-distance relationships are cool if the motherfucker's just gone for business for, let's say, a week. Anything probably longer than 2 weeks. It's probably not going to work. You know what? Never mind. Let me take that back. Let's say two months. Niggas get lonely. They don't have the things that they used to. Ain't nobody to cuddle with up at night. And when you just on the phone talking about, oh, yeah, I miss you and do that. But you know what? I think that's actually why they invented Skype. Skype kind of changed everything. Skype, I add another 3 months.
Yeah, Skype and Uvu are the shit.
Yeah, Skype would easily add another 3 months. When you can tell your significant other, yo, whip out your titties or let me see you play with yourself. Let me see you play with yourself is definitely adding time onto
show me what
media.
That mouth do. Right. I love Skype. I love Uvu. Yes.
Exactly. So
I have
yeah,
so
man.
Much fun. I have so much
that's,
fun.
Yeah, that's what I do. So that's what I do. So, yo, we're going to get into that. We're going to see how other people feel about that. You know, hit us up on Twitter. Hit us up on Facebook. Crush's page, my page, the next the Blow page. We're going to have a real lifetime to that. And you know who, you know whose opinion that I really want to hear about this?
Who?
Miss Chocotalicious.
Chocotalicious.
Chocotalicious. She don't hold back for nothing. Yo, she don't hold back for shit.
She got to definitely call in tonight.
Yeah, we definitely got to hear from her. Yo, so anybody out there who's on Twitter, man, anybody out there on Twitter, on Facebook, hit Miss Chocolatalicious. Did I add another syllable in there? Yeah, I probably did. Chocolatalicious. Hit her
you
up.
Call it See, you call it Chocolatalicious.
Chocolatalicious.
I got used to calling it Miss Chocolate.
Chocolate. You know what? It all sounds good. It all sounds good. Yo,
oh,
so chocolate.
Speaking of which, she is right online right now. I'm about to
hit
her
up
right now.
Did we just speak her up? Ooh, Sherman.
Yes, we spoke her up.
Oh, Sherman.
Call in. We need yo.
Yo.
Open.
Oh.
On.
Next the Blow?
Topic.
Oh, yeah. All right, we just put an APB out on her. We should be hearing from Ms. Chocolatalicious in a minute.
But until then, I'm kind of happy because tomorrow's my payday. So I'm feeling good. I'm feeling gravy. So, yeah, we're going to get into a song. And we didn't get to play this song last week. So I'm going to play it now.
Oh, okay.
You know what it is,
yeah,
lyrical.
Hold on, you know what?
Trying to get my money back.
Trying to get my money back. Hey, that's all right. Listen, that's what I'm talking about right there. I just wanted to let you know that tomorrow will be my payday as well, though. So let's give it up for that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So.
Money is in it. Money will be falling. Yeah, I'm not even gonna lie. I have had an agreement, and this is why I'm so hyped, man. I just had an agreement. I will have 100 ones tomorrow, and someone will be earning that.
Man, it rain on them hoes.
I'm not going to say who. I'm not going to say anything, though, but it. I'm definitely excited about that.
Man, it rain on them hoes.
Yeah. So, just for tomorrow is payday, and tomorrow will be somebody else's payday as well. Oh, yeah. Let's run it. So, yeah, man, go ahead and run that song, man. Go ahead and run that song.
No doubt.
My chief got a money bag, Stretch got a money bag, Ray got a money bag, Clef got a money bag, the Lord got a money bag, Diggy got a money bag, man. So I'm coming to get my money back. Hov got a money bag, X got a money bag, Wu got a money bag, Diddy got a money bag, Biggie had a money bag, 50 got a money bag. So I'm coming to get my money back.
Where the money at? Bank accounts are duffel bags. I'm from Hollis Ave, same hustle Russell had. Born in PK, same place as Big and J. Birthplace of monsters on the get cake. I had to switch cars, change states, switch plates. The hustle guards got a smile on their face. Put your money away, count your blessings. Save for a rainy day and pray we go to heaven while we hustle, hustle, hustle real hard. Give me a mill of sixth commandment, kill y'all. They forgot to set our plate at the dinner table. But when you eating on the streets, you don't need a label. It's more than music, bigger than entertainment. I'm in the game, but I ain't playing. Give me the fortune, I don't care who famous. It's love, I ain't hating, I'm just saying.
You got a money bag, Trey got a money bag, Snoop got a money bag, Short got a money bag, 40 got a money bag, Pop had a money bag. So I'm coming.
going to get my money back. Safe got a money back. Bum got a money back. Pimp had a money back. Flip got a money back. The ball got a money back. Screw had a money back. So I'm coming to get my money back.
Man, make the money. Money never make a man. I went hand to hand and always had plans to expand. Damn, I'm radioactive like Japan. Sexually attracted to bitches that stack in bands. Heavily addicted in the kitchen, chefing in for them white boy bands. Make them white girls dance. I'm like Diddy with the work, like Hov with the rock on the first. With anything from coke to the purse. Oh, when you see me, dog, better holler at me. Mommy, my baby, she stay throwing dollars at me. Don't offend me, I'm all about the Benji. Told a bitch, take the bucket back, you gotta bench me. The CL6 fever is my diva. My heater is always gon' feed us. When you see us, you know health is wealth. I ain't hating, I just know I ain't by myself. When I say,
man got a money bag, Tip got a money bag, Luda got a money bag, Jeezy got a money bag, Outkast got a money bag, Gucci got a money bag, So I'm coming to get my money back.
Yeah, LL got a money bag, Nas got a money bag, Bunny got a money bag, Russell got a money bag, Run got a money bag, Jay had a money bag.
So I'm coming to get my money back. Trick got a money back. Ross got a money back. Plies got a money back. Khaled got a money back. Luke got a money back. Ace Hood got a money back.
Brooklyn's
back. So I'm coming to get my money back.
Joel got a money back. Joe Crack got a money back. Bleak got a money back. Mano got a money back. Cafe got a money back. Sean had a money back.
Yeah. So I'm coming to get my money back.
Being broke is something women can't relate to. When you broke, it's easy to hate you. Some women to make you get up and get the paper ungrateful. Boy, karma's a bitch, your niggas is ace you, huh? You put her on the bus, don't put her in the cab. You ain't even got a car, we just throw it in the bag. My bitch money bag is a Birkin bag or a Gucci purse. And you already know what that Louis worth. Not to be materialistic, honestly. Let's just be realistic. Some niggas is twisted. Couldn't buy a bitch a biscuit, worthless. Can't even get your kids shit. That's probably why we throwing racks at all the strippers. I tip my hat to single mothers that don't need a nigga. Get your paper, mom, ain't nothing to it. If it ain't about money, then it ain't nothing moving.
Chimp got a money bag, E got a money bag, Nicky got a money bag. Money bag, Trina got a money bag. So I'm coming to get my money back. Fab got a money back. Nelly got a money back. Kids got a money back. Drake got a money back. Wayne got a money back. Baby got a money back. So I'm coming to get my money back.
Yeah. That's what's up. Y'all know that was Money Bags from Black Child and everything. He debuted that song right here on Next to Blow. Nowhere else but here. You know what I mean? That's how
hey,
we
big
got
up
it.
The Black
That's how we
Child.
Doing it out here. We getting
big
exclusive.
Up the Black Child. Murder, Inc. Hey, yo, he forgot to put my name in there, man, because as Midnight Direct Deposit, I'm going to have me a money bag. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have a money bag, too. Hey! Cuz got a money bag. Lyric got a money bag. Chad got a money bag. Hey.
Yeah, I just thought about it, man. I think I'm going to come out with a remix tomorrow for everybody who take my money. You know what I mean? Like, Sprint got a money bag. Chase got a money bag. You know what I'm saying? Credit Union's got a money bag because that's who all take my damn money.
TV got
right
a money
there.
Bag.
Dish Network got a money bag.
Comcast got a money bag.
My car note got a money bag.
My AT&T got a money bag.
don't make me whip out the checkbook. My rental contract got a money bag.
AT&T about to get their money back tomorrow. Shit, they ain't playing with me.
No, that's right. Hey, you know what? Most importantly, the liquor store is going to have a money bag.
Right, because I'm trying to get drunk tomorrow. For
It's already going to happen.
I'm trying to get drunk for no apparent reason. Shout out to the alcoholics out there. But yeah, we put the word out and everything. You know, we put the word out, Larry. And we got her. So she right on the line.
Well, we got Chaska Talicious.
See, you call her, what do you call her?
Chocolatalicious.
And I call her Chocolate.
Chocolate.
But,
you know what I'm saying? Hey, I would love to bring her on
by,
right now.
She's the beautiful Miss Chocolate. What up, fellas? How y'all doing tonight?
Yo, I can't complain for real. I cannot complain. I could, though, but I just choose not to.
You ain't got no reason to complain. Y'all talking about money bags, so I'm going to need for you to make sure that you got your money bag ready.
And I'm just glad this Chocolate is on the line.
Y'all
are
bad.
You're so
funny.
Yo, here it is. Huh? Here you go. So, right now, I mean, we're going to get into it in a little bit. And I want to know your reasoning behind that. But in the short answer, just tell me thumbs up or thumbs down. Do long-distance relationships work? What's your take?
Thumbs in the middle.
You're in the middle?
Thumbs in the middle. I can't go thumbs up or thumbs down. A thumbs in the middle, and I explain to you.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? And I would definitely love to know why, and we will definitely be back with you on that one, though, because Crush has some responsibilities that he needs to handle, and I think they are called headlines.
Those things.
I'm not talking about with you and Chocolate Dude behind closed doors or whatever the hell y'all be doing. You know what? I'm threw up in my mouth thinking about that shit. Listen, anyway.
I really thought you was talking about have responsibilities to Chocolate. I was about to say, what responsibilities? I must fulfill them. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where's my damn typewriter?
You know what? I'm sorry. Things are a little behind right now. All right. And here we go. It is March the 14th, 2013, and we have headlines from Mr. Crush.
Good evening. I am Crush the Catalyst. Tonight, in your headlines are SWV is getting their own reality show. Yes, yes. WeTV has announced they will be filming the group as they crawl their way back to the top. You might have known Destiny's Child with such smash hits as Weak, Rain, and so on and so forth. I love this. I love. Thank you, WeTV. Thank you. Any
yo, SWV coming back out with their own reality show?
Yes. Oh my God, I love SWV. You just don't understand. I love them women. Oh my God, they are beautiful, and they still beautiful.
Check this out. Listen, I probably was like one of the only ones on there, but I had a coworker at the time. A couple months ago, actually hit me on to their latest album. I'm not even gonna lie. That whole CD from front to back is that shit. You know what I'm saying? And one of the singles that I love that I can't get enough of is called All About You. It's track 2 on there. Y'all go check that out. Y'all go YouTube that. Do whatever you got to do.
SWV is the shit, and they always will be the shit.
They still are that shit, though, but as far as performing live, now that they still have to work on. They were out of unison, and they needed to breathe in between, hit notes and stuff like that. But in the studio, they make the shit work. They definitely make the shit work. Yo, so go check out that album.
But you know what's so crazy? It's a lot of groups getting back together right now.
Because the game needs that right now.
Like, because, check it, like, I don't really care because, but Destiny's Child is getting back together. Really, I say Kelly needs to just stay by herself, get your money, boo-boo, while Beyonce is down. Because I don't care what nobody say, and I don't care what you say about how much you love Beyonce. I think she's trying to sabotage Kelly's career because every time Kelly get popping, that Beyonce want to get the Destiny Child back together. Bullshit. I'm sick of that shit.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say the same thing, too. I was getting ready to say the same thing. Like, Beyonce is the only one who's going to shine, and if anybody else gets shine, then it's a problem.
Yeah.
Then it's a damn problem.
But who else is getting? Boys, the men are getting back together?
No, all four or all three, because I heard one of them was still having a problem.
They're working on it. They're still working on working everything out. I don't know if y'all, I like this group back in the day, New Kids on the Block. They getting back together.
You hear that moment of silence? You hear that moment of silence? That's nobody.
New Kids on the Block used to snap. I don't care what nobody say. New Kids on the Block.
I can't believe that you said that shit on the recorded line, Crush. That's what's
I don't give a damn. Everybody knows me, knows I don't discriminate when it comes to music. Hell, I will put it out on record. Carrie Underwood will be my future wife.
Crush, I'm warning you right now. I'm warning you right now. You keep up with those comments, I'm gonna find a new co-host on the block. I'm not even ready to do that shit, man.
What's
new
wrong
kids
with
on
new kids?
Chocolate Boo Boo, you're on my good side right now.
I feel like New Kids on the Block. I like Backstreet. I like anything. I like anything that's white to get cash. What's wrong with that?
Thank you.
You like anything that's white and get cash?
Anything that's white and can give me cash.
You know what? The only thing that I like that is white that will give me money is Miss Queen T.
Queen T is not white. She's native.
At first glance, she's Caucasian. Okay, at first glance, she's Caucasian.
Y'all stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what the bad part about you saying that is?
What's that?
You know she's on the line right now too.
Is she?
Yes, Buff Lady is definitely on the switchboard.
Why do I keep doing this shit to myself?
Somebody about to get cut down. Why?
You're trying to get fired. I think you're trying to get fired. But let me get into the rest of my headlines.
Okay.
Congratulations to Tamar Braxton. Yes, she is expecting her first child. Yes.
Okay. Now I know because
if y'all been watching the show, like I watched it all day today, and like she was doing some trying to do like the surrogate thing. But she's pregnant, so it's like, did they take the eggs and finally it worked for her to produce the baby?
I don't know the details, but it worked.
What I would like to know, because I know Vince lost some weight, but please don't tell me that he was on top, because she's not that big. She's not that bad, and I don't think she can withstand all of that. That's like having a house on you. And so somebody came.
Pregnant.
If somebody
had to take her eggs and put her eggs in her, so she can't get pregnant from sex. There was no him on top or her on top.
Tamar can get it. In fact, all the Braxtons can get it except for Trina. Which one was it? Trina is this one.
Trina's cute. You might be talking about either what's the one named Tawanda or Stacy. Stacy looked like an old ass version of their mama, and Tawanda just looked like a mama.
Yeah, Tracy face look weird, but they mama
Tracy
can get it.
Weird.
They mama can get it. Yeah, they mama be looking good at times. Don't judge me. They mama be looking good at times.
I'm not gonna lie, her mom's the Braxton's mom she's okay. She
but Tracy's face be looking like. Tracy's face be looking off. She be looking too much like her pop for me. But Tony definitely can get it. Trina can definitely get it. Tawana can get it. Hell, Tamar can get it. Yes, they can get it. And I'm done with that one.
All right.
Yeah. On other news, this boy cannot stay out of the headlines. Frank Ocean.
Damn, what now? Like, how you be a gay thug? How are you a gay thug?
Nah, he getting sued this time. because apparently he's stealing. Because Michael Otano is a singer, producer, songwriter, and is suing Frank Ocean for that. He said he wrote the loss, his single Loss, and he didn't receive no type of compensation for it. So he's taking that ass to court.
Yo, for everybody out there who wants to be in the music game, first thing you do is get the paperwork out the way and then do the music. Like, it's all right to be on that buddy-buddy tip, though, but I'm really letting you guys know. As soon as y'all make it out the basement, people are after your work, they're after your money, they're after your rights. They're just trying to take your whole everything, okay, your whole everything. So, listen, lesson learned. Hopefully you guys heard that a couple of times. Get the paperwork done first. Niggas, quit doing nigga work, okay? Yeah, I said it. Quit stop doing nigga work. Get yourself together, man, because now you got to pay these lawyers, and they don't get paid until you get paid. And what if y'all both don't get paid? Who's fucked then? Both of you guys.
Exactly.
Get the money done first so you don't even have to spend the court fees and the lawyer fees and stuff. Like, work smarter, not harder, okay? What about your business?
So, Trills. All right. Those are the end of the headlines. Now, back to the topic at hand. Takalase, you said that you said you had thumbs in between.
Thumbs in between.
Where?
Okay. Why would you say thumbs in between?
Here's why I say that my thumbs are in between. Definitely there are ways that long-distance relationships can work. I mean, there are people who do it daily, you know what I'm saying, who are successful at it, who have gotten married from it. I think it's all about self-control. It's all about, you know what I'm saying, your love for that person, your dedication, your motivation, your loyalty. So if you got all those components, you know what I'm saying, in a positive way, then, yeah, you're going to have that long-distance relationship work. Me personally, I can say that I've had a long-distance relationship, but it didn't work. I mean, I like sex, so if I couldn't get it from the person I'm supposed to get it from, then I had to go elsewhere. So, you know, it just didn't work. But also, it's not always about sex, because I have a long distance relationship now, and it's only long distance because my guy's technically not available to the public. So, you know what I'm saying? Right now, I'm trying to be the good girl, quotation marks, because that's what I'm trying. Now I was 100%. So my loyalty, my dedication, it all lies with him. So when he comes home, you know what I'm saying, everything else stops, ceases to an end. Anything that was there before will not be after. So I think it's possible we could work, but it takes a lot of loyalty, trust, motivation, dedication, all of that for it to work out.
Hold on, what is this nigga locked up?
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't.
It's a
that
long
coming. Like,
here we go. Here we go. You know, hold on. Whoa. See, Chocolate be messing with them killers, right? He be messing with
chocolate,
them killers.
Chocolate like them goons.
Yo.
I have a soft spot for it, so gas nigga.
See, if the dude, all right, listen. With Chocolate, if the dude is listening, that she has on the side is listening, hey, have fun now, but when she says it's over, leave it alone, because that nigga will kill you too and then be going back in there, and all of this stuff will happen all over again.
My baby ain't no killer, so we ain't got to worry about him killing nobody. However, if you are listening, fellas, just so y'all know, it all ceases to an end come August 2013.
All right. There you go, because you know that nigga's going to get out of jail. You know, that nigga gonna get out of jail and be like,
March, April, August. 5 months. Got 5 months left.
Right, 5 months to have fun.
Trust me, I'm on the countdown. I'm already knowing.
All right. So, yo, get home soon. Mr. Chocolate. Never mind. I don't like that.
Yeah,
I didn't feel comfortable with that. No, I didn't feel comfortable with that.
I was about to slow Porter Riley on you.
Yeah.
Nigga, you gay.
Nigga, you gay.
out by the soul, Port of Raleigh.
I love it. I pick my own battles.
Thank you. Thank you for picking your battle.
But, yo, that's, you know what I'm saying, that's what we're on right now. But since we got Chaka Latisha's, since we got her take on it, let's take one more caller before we get into this next cut so we can see what the world is thinking about. Crush, what you feeling? Who are you feeling? Who are you feeling right now?
We got a special caller on the line, too. Somebody who's near and dear to my heart. So, yes. So we're gonna get into the 714-3365. Caller, you on the line. Say who you are, where you calling from.
Hey, it's Tamika Nairi, baby. I'm calling from Hollywood right now. What's good with it? Meek Meek! Hey, baby! What up?
Whoa.
Shadow, we in the building.
Damn, y'all kept in the go home forever. You can curse later, right?
We apologize. I love you, Meek.
Love you, too. Let's talk about it. What's it here for? First,
say hello to my co-host, Lyrical Incisions.
Hello, Lyrical Incisions. How's it going? What did it do?
Bang, bang. It already did.
Oh,
it already did.
And that's all it is.
Yes. Right now, what we have going on, Ms. Tamika, topic of the night is long-distance relationships. Do they work?
Oh, I heard it. Okay, so I'm in a long-distance relationship right now.
What?
Yeah, that's why I had to hit it up. I had to call in. I'm in a long-distance relationship. Do they work? I don't know yet. I'm going to have to. It's hard. It's difficult.
All right.
Tell me, does
it get strenuous after a while? You know, y'all calling each other like, oh, I miss you, you know, I can't wait till you get home either. Does that shit get old after a while? Because I bet you it does.
Well, I mean, it gets annoying, but I'm fortunate because I get to see my guy often. You know, I get to see him like a couple times a month, so I'm fortunate. But even with a couple times a month, it's difficult because I think that I need extra special attention. For one, I need to always be right because you're not here. You know, I need to have it my way all the time. I want you to be in love with me out loud. I just want everything extra because I'm missing out on movie dates, dinners. You know, when my friends are double dating and stuff, I'm at home watching TV. So, like, for all of those reasons, you know, I feel like I need extra special.
Did you just say that you wanted him to make you scream out loud? Is that what I heard?
Oh, I get that. That's right.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That.
All right. I just wanted
you
to make sure
that
I heard that right.
Did you hear that? Yup, I said that. It's somewhere in there.
Okay,
I heard that laughing clip.
I might have thought it, but it happened. But, you know, it's just like it's difficult with all of that stuff. You know, sometimes you want to go to the movies. You want to go to dinner. You just want to be, you know, out with your guy, and you can't do that. You got to be on the phone.
So,
I mean,
let's say that he doesn't come back on a regular basis. Now, for all the females out there who are, you know, or even the males, too, whose significant other is gone for a long time, like, what is the breaking point? What, you know, what's the time of length? That's the length of time. That is the breaking point where you
it's
say, I just
can't
time. Do this anymore.
It's not the time, it's the connection. Once I stop feeling that connection, you know, if you're not calling, if we're not talking, if our conversation isn't quality, then, you know, this is bullshit. That's, you get like, this is bullshit. I have an experience. Again, we get into arguments, but we never let it become, we never, like, I'm going to say it's him. He's the awesome one at that because he doesn't let distance come between us. But, that stuff gets annoying. Don't ever let me call and you're not answering the phone. The first thing I'm thinking is you fucking somebody, you know?
Damn.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's the first thing I jump to. You fucking somebody. Oh, you got a bitch over there, you know?
Damn, see, that ain't right.
You know what? You can trick yourself if you want to, but all females think that. As soon as you don't answer the phone, you fucking somebody.
That is deep right there. You know what? And I, you know what? I can actually relate to that. I can actually relate. That is deep as fuck
what
right there. And I'm glad that you brought
making
this.
A sandwich or something.
Do what?
What if he, brother was in the kitchen making a sandwich or something?
I mean, you can talk and make a sandwich. Like, you can have that your ear to your shoulder with the phone in between and make that sandwich, boo. Or you need
Damn,
to answer and say.
I was on the phone with my mama, though.
Oh, well, you can click over and say, you know what? I'm on the phone with mom. I'm going to hit you right back. Or, you know.
Yeah.
You know, don't be not answering the phone, because if you're not answering the phone, I'm thinking that you're so far up in her that you can't hear it ring. Like, that's what I'm thinking.
There's no other explanation, huh? It's just that one. That's the first thing that comes to mind, huh?
I mean, there could be others, but that's the one that shows up first. Oh, he fucking somebody.
Woo!
Yeah.
This is what we live in. This is the time of age where we live in. Guys, pick up the phone all the time. I don't give a fuck if you're sleeping.
Yes.
I don't give a fuck if you're shitting. I don't give
yes.
a fuck if you're falling out of the plane and you have no parachute.
Right.
Pick up the phone.
Yes. Yes. Let me know something. I'm at
fucking.
The gym. I'm going to call you right back. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the shower. Like, I need, okay, and if you can call me back in, like, a five-minute window, then you wasn't fucking nobody. You didn't come up out of her that quick. But don't call back an hour later talking about, oh, I was in the shower. Nigga, you ain't never been that clean.
All right. So let me ask you
Damn.
This then, Tamika. What tools come in handy?
All
to,
of them. We're talking
the
about FaceTime. We be FaceTime. FaceTime is where it's at, because now you don't need Wi-Fi for FaceTime. So,
the good old Tango application,
man.
And the good old Tango application. I understand that. I understand that.
Yeah, I mean, Tango. Yeah, that's nice. But, yeah, I like the FaceTime and those type of things. They help a lot. Now, you mean, like, as far as, like, vibrators and stuff like that?
No. See, I was trying to keep it PG.
Why?
You guys are amazing. You guys are fucking amazing. Everybody.
Is this
you know what?
PG, bro?
Okay.
Is this a family show? What are we on, prime time? What's happening?
No, you know what? Okay. You know, pardon me. You know what? Fuck it. Just like you said. All right. Tell me what you do when you FaceTime then. Do you show everything, bling bling?
Oh, whatever he wants. He call the shots.
Yeah, I like that. That's the stuff that make things work. That's the stuff that make things work. All right, any pointers for anybody who's sitting up there
about
waiting
that
for somebody? To make it any point, yeah, any pointers that you can give somebody who's just sitting in a, who's laying in a lonely, cold bed or sitting on a cold, empty couch, just waiting for the significant other to come home and it's been 2 months. Any pointers that you can give them, Tamika?
The most that I can say is just like you have to talk and communicate. If this is something that I struggle with, that I'm learning. I'm still fighting with it, but he forces it. But you have to say how you feel, even if it's the most ridiculous thing. You know, like that comment I said about you took too long to answer the phone, you fucking somebody. You got to say that to your dude. Like, you got to say that so that he can reassure you that he's not. I mean, if he doesn't reassure you that he's not, then, you know, he was fucking somebody. But... You know, you got to just say what it is, whatever your insecurity is. Like, you know, I'm feeling like we're slipping, or is it somebody else? You just got to talk about it. Because that's the only tool you really have is communication. If you don't have touch, if you don't have sex on the regular, if you're not able to look in your person's eye or grab them by their neck, then you have to just be able to talk. You got to use those words.
All right. Well, yo, thank you, Tamika, for calling in and definitely letting us know. She didn't shed some light on my end, though. She didn't confirm some shit that I kind of already knew, but I just needed to see if other people thought about that, too.
Any
well,
shout-outs
for having me? Oh, I want to give a shout-out to Flizzy. You know I love him. I want to give a shout-out to you, Crushy Crew. I want to give a shout-out to the whole, just everybody on the East Coast. I miss y'all.
All
right. We miss you, bro. You need to come back. We miss you, too. You need to come back.
I need to come, too. Right. This summer. You know, I'm coming when it's cold. I don't get down when it's cold. I'm California
by now.
I feel that.
We got moves to make. We got moves to make. If you talk to Flame lately, we got moves to make.
I'm calling him right now. All right. Well, thanks for having me, guys. I'm going to listen to the rest of the show. Keep it pushing.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Appreciate you for calling. So, Chris, what you want to do, man? We want to. We have a fork in the road right now, though, because I want to hear some more tunes, but at the same time, I do want to hear what these people are talking about here, though, because it's getting kind of heated right here.
I want to hear what the boss lady got to say.
Shit, because she done already texted me and told me that it's going to be some shit. So, all right, let's bring her on.
Hey, I want to see what the boss lady got to say.
Right. The Caucasian boss lady?
Yeah, we're bringing in boss lady.
All right, let's bring her in. Miss Queen motherfucking T. Greetings, darling. Nope.
Queen, you're on the line.
You know what? That's good. That's good that she's not on there. Let's go to the next caller, Dan, because, you know, Queen T, we'll definitely talk to her a little later. On?
Yes. I wanted to see you get cussed out.
I am trying to avoid her. Mm-hmm.
Damn it. That would have been fun. But you want to get into the 612-702.
612-702. Hey, what's
happening? Good. What's happening? Call it. Yo, let us know your name and where you calling from.
My initial boy, Trouble T, calling up out the Twin Cities, man. Yeah, man.
Yo, all right. Twin Cities in the building. Yo, so the topic tonight, because, you know, and I'm glad that we got you to actually call in, though, because I've heard nothing but female sides of the story. Now, I need to hear from a man, from a nigga's perspective. You understand me? That these long-distance relationships, do they or do they not work? Let's go.
They don't work.
They don't work.
Nah, because, you know, because simple fact, you know, we got to be pleased at all times, you know. So you want to be able to turn over into something, you know. But if your girl out of town, you don't know what she doing, she don't know what you doing, you know. It is what it is.
So is it easy or is it hard to trust your significant other nowadays?
Man, hey, to me, man, it all depends. It all depends on what you got. You know, if she was a bopper when you first met her, guess what? 9 times out of 10, she's gonna be a bopper when you go out of town or anything.
So what if she's a good girl, okay, and y'all had a slip up? You know, she had a slip up at one point in time, and now y'all got a long distance relationship. Does that work? Can you trust her?
No. If you do it once, you would do it again. Yeah, I mean, if you do it once, you would do it again.
That's all right. That's some touchy stuff. All right, so let's get back on the positive side of things. So tell me. Well, shit, I guess if they don't work, then it ain't really no tools that will come in handy to help it work then, though, because it's not going to work then, right?
Right.
Okay. Is there anything that a female could do to earn your trust in a long-distance relationship? Now, when I say long-distance, y'all, I'm not meaning across town. I'm not even meaning across the state. I mean, y'all are on a whole different state. Y'all are in a whole different state from each other.
Hey, well, you know, hey, I done been in a long distance relationship, man, when I was traveling, man, you know, I was going to different states. It was kind of hectic, you know what I mean? So I said, I done been up there towards Delaware. I done been up there towards, you ever heard of Corners Point, New Jersey?
Yep, Crush probably has.
Hey, man, you know, and then coming up on the East Coast, man, and being from the South, man, women just love you, you know what I mean? So, hey, you know, it is what it is, but, you know, it didn't work out for me because I done had some good girls and I done had some poppers, you know, so, at the end of the day, it ain't going to work.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. So, from a man's perspective, ladies, you probably need to get that shit up. Let me ask you, my man, have you been cheated on before?
Hello, what happened now?
You say, have you been cheated on before?
Well, yeah, what? Yes. You know, and deal with my homeboy, you know what I mean?
All right. So, yeah, you know, I could tell. The trust might take a little longer for you. But if you find that one, hopefully y'all motherfuckers don't have to do no long-distance relationship, though, because I don't even know if motherfuckers will be able to handle that.
You know, and then, man, like, man, it's, you know, and one thing about it, man, I don't even, you know, if, like, in the situation that I did have, you know, I didn't even trip about it. It was funny to me because she, at the end of the day, she, while these niggas breaking bread, she bringing it right to daddy. You know what I mean? So, hey.
That's right. Fuck it. That is the game, ain't it? That's the game.
And, you know, and then after that, you know, shit, I just didn't have sex with her. We'll be up in the same room or whatever, but I'll make her sleep on the floor, have another chick up in there with her.
Shut the fuck up. Whoa. That's the game right there. Oh. Sleep on the floor. The relationship is over. It's dead. Damn, he didn't do it like that. Sleep on the fucking floor. That's my nigga right there, yo. I like him, man. That's my nigga. Yo, I definitely appreciate you for calling in right there. You just killed the game, man. Yo, you just heard the flatline right there. That nigga just killed the game.
Hey, this ain't, you know, like somebody might be thinking I'm lying. See, I ain't lying. We can verify. You know what I mean?
I know that's right. Man. Damn, that's right. What I'm talking about. Yo, so I appreciate you for calling in, man, giving you that insight, though. Anybody you want to give a shout-out to?
Man, you know, shit, I'm giving a shout-out to y'all, man. A shout-out to Miss Queen T, man,
appreciate it.
Hey, and then, hey, I want to hear that Crusher email, man, of my track said to my face, man. You know, shit, get some feedback on that.
Oh, yeah, let's do some shit. If you got that on there, let's throw that on there. Say it with your chest, nigga. Say it with your chest.
I didn't get to upload it. He just sent it, though.
Okay. All right. Well, yo, we'll definitely try to get you on tonight, man. If not, then we definitely got you next week. Or matter of fact, if you even call in tomorrow, we're going to upload it now. We might even be able to get you in tomorrow with tomorrow's host.
Yes, sir.
All right. But, yo, anyway, man, just let us know how we can reach you on Twitter and how we can actually reach you on Facebook.
Man, you can find me up on Facebook at Trouble T on the Grind. You can find me up on Twitter. Trouble T 104, or you can just Google Trouble T 104.
Yo, there it go. You know what I'm saying? So, yo, I definitely appreciate it, my nigga, for calling in. We definitely had a good time with that.
Well, hold it right here, and I'll be right back.
What just happened? What the hell just happened?
I don't know.
Did we just get put on hold?
Hello?
Yo.
Yeah,
we just put on hold for a second.
Hey, nah, I was up in the store, man. I was telling him to hold on.
No, that's what I'm saying. We live, nigga. Things like that happen. We live.
Yeah, man. If they don't know about Trouble T, man, check my resume, man. Hey, all true, no, like, my, you know, no lies. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie about none if I never been through it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yo, so I definitely appreciate you calling in, man. We're going to get into this next cut. Crush, you know what? It's all you. You playing DJ tonight, my nigga. You playing DJ tonight. It's all you.
Word. I wanted to see if you was going to get cussed out now yet. But we're going to see if you're going to get cut. We're going to see if you're going to get cussed out after this cut, though. We premiered this track last week, and literally it's been on my playlist. Like crazy. I already got like 176 times on play. So, yeah, this that June featuring Rocky Fresh. We on. Right here on Next to Blow. You rocking with the show. Pick it. Why they hate me?
I try to tell them we on, we on, we on, yeah. Say it's gonna be a good night, yeah. Say it's gonna be a good night, yeah. I try to tell them we on, we on, we on, yeah. Say it's gonna be a good night,
say it's gonna be a good night,
say it's gonna be a good night.
Okay, say we gonna have a good night.
Yeah, I need a good night with a bad bitch. Nice guy, but I'm mad. When it comes to hoes, I say a 9-5 is my average. Other niggas is average. Me, I'm getting major bread. Hoes that used to sleep on me are now laying in my bed. And it's funny because I used to want they friends instead. Compliments, they touch my heart, but never will get to my head. Gotta keep a clear mind. Flow deserves a lot of space. I've been trying to make my mark while haters trying to dry erase. But they won't see this guy replaced. Greatness is a pattern. I be out this world, ho. Yo, nigga just drive a Saturn and he thinking that he like me. That's why you wanna be wifey. You try hard, but only the money is what excites me. And plus, you can only see me at the shows or when you Skype me. These niggas would take my style, but it's too rare and it's too pricey. Spent 450 on these Nikes. That was sponsored by the good life. Never catch me sleeping, but I always have a good night.
To come back on air, and then for about 10-15 seconds, it come right back on.
Exactly. So
yeah,
we're good.
Yeah, yo. Oh my God.
My timing is getting so much better.
Yeah, it is. It is, and I even like the little fade in that you did, yo. That was pretty fly. Yo, so
I know.
Right. So let's get into the
318.
Hey, yo. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to the boy Crush. Yo, let's get into this 318, man, and we need to see exactly what the world is feeling right now.
All right, 318-512. Caller, you're on the line next to Blow Radio. You rocking with the show.
What's happening with it? Mr. Giving Thrills, what's going on next to Blow?
Yo, we feeling good tonight, man. We feeling very, very good tonight, man. Yo, how are you?
Oh, man, I'm getting it in, man. Straight chilling. You know what it is.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. Yo, so listen, hot topic of the night is the Miami Heat going 20-0. It's like, no, that ain't. I just wanted to throw that in here. 20-0. I don't know if anybody knew, but, yeah, that is the Miami Heat 20-0. You know what I'm talking about? I just want to throw that in there. Anybody who gives a damn.
Nobody
want to
hear
about
no Miami Heat.
Everybody wants to hear about that. But. The hot topic of the night is long distance relationships, my man, do they work or do they not work? What's good?
You know, it depends on what type of long distance relationship that you have. If you got a fucking one, it'll last for a little while. If you're gonna cheat because it's a fucking relationship, but a long distance relationship like y'all friends, y'all never had sex, y'all just talk and just see each other, and y'all never cross the line, it will last. But in a money, I would say a money relationship, yeah, that's gonna last because women and stuff, people want money. So I just gave you three breakdowns and the topics of three different long distance relationships and stuff like that. You know, let's give them three.
All right, I know that's right. Okay, so let me ask you this. In a real relationship, like, you know, I love you and we pay bills together, and, you know, of course, we might even have a child together, one of those domestic relationships like that. How many times do you think that a couple would need to talk a day?
I don't know, man, because I don't know, man. I guess I would say like two times a day.
About two times a day, like when you wake up and maybe what you're going through. But you know what? Technology is so good nowadays, it's almost impossible for people not to keep in communication with each other. You know what I'm saying? You got the text messages, you got social media, you know, of course you got the old-time phone calls, you got Skype, you got FaceTime. You know, all of those things, you genuinely help. You agree with that?
Yeah, it does. You know, I haven't been in a relationship, you know, domestic relationship in about 3 years, you know, but I was in one, and I hated it. I was in a relationship for 6 years. It's not what it do. And I don't know, man. Relationship start running.
Okay. All right, so so overall, you said they will work, though, right? They will work. Depends on if the people actually put in the effort to do so.
Depends on the level. Like right now, I got a little lady friend, you know, I've been knowing and stuff. The feeling is still there. You know, we never crossed that line to have sex, but we still talk to each other, and we still, and even when we call and talk to each other, you get that feeling like, I don't want to talk because you're not even here, but you still keep it in the back of your mind, and we both agreed on that feeling. So I think that's working for me, even though we don't talk.
But I think y'all gonna bump pelvises. I think y'all gonna mess around and bump pelvises when y'all do.
Bump pelvises?
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
Oh, yeah.
Pop off.
The pelvis is the midsection of the human being.
No, I long dick, man. I don't touch pelvises, man. I'm just saying.
I can dig it. Well, yo, I definitely appreciate you calling in, man, and giving us the insight on that. Like, it's nothing like having a male's perspective, though, because these females, they running these lines tonight, man. I don't know what the hell is going on. I think Crushin only advertised the females this time around, though, because, you know, they get so damn emotional, and they like to call in about shit and vent. So it was
I can't help it if I like talking to females.
Yeah,
I do.
I like to listen to them.
They entertain me.
Yeah, so much entertainment. You know, yeah.
They do to a certain extent, but in my personal opinion, and I know because this is a fucking fact, that females use 12 to 15 more words than the male do to express themselves and what's going
on. Wait, let me say this. And I like, you know, when they call in and be telling their problem, you're getting, getting secret info in on the women's problem, and you can use that and switch it on, take advantage. You know, yeah.
All right.
Man.
Yeah, so I definitely appreciate that, man. Definitely appreciate that. We're going to get into, we definitely going to get into this next caller that's calling in here. And you know what? The only reason I'm picking this number is because this area code is tatted on my arm. You know what I'm saying? It's tatted on my arm. It's a 513, so I know it's a Cincinnati area code, and I definitely would like to get and see what my fellow Cincinnatians are actually talking about, though. That means the world to me. So if we could, let's call out this 513-348 caller. what is your name? I already know where you're calling from.
Lanisha.
Hey, listen. There is one Lanisha that I know in my life, and this motherfucker better not be her, because this punk motherfucker owes me $150. And I know we better get a little unprofessional, though, but motherfuckers owe me $150. So this...
Fuck the motherfucking heat. It's Kobe all day. That's how we gonna start the conversation. Now, what you wanna talk about?
Well, I think she has captured my heart already. I really think she has captured my heart already.
I don't care about your team and a 20-game winning streak. I don't care about none of that. And no, love, this relationship do not work. Not at all. Anything
else? Okay, hold on. Hold the fuck on. We don't have to get into this relationship stuff. I'll let you get yours out. Now you're going to get mine. Now you're going to let me get mine out. All right. Now, you're saying fuck the Miami Heat, and it's all about Kobe, right? It's all about – you talking about the same Kobe who got to
my
watch the
injured,
rest of the season from the fucking
man.
Sideline? Yeah,
my
the one
injured
who,
man.
Just turned into a full-time spectator?
Yep, the one who played through everything. Huh?
Except for ankle.
You know. He played through broke arms, broke legs, broke – it don't matter.
Even his broke ass hairline.
Where's LeBron?
Hey, that
LeBron.
Nigga play with a hoodie. All right, LeBron James plays with a hoodie. That nigga plays with a hoodie. So you know what I'm saying? Hey, my co-host, he loves you already. All right, the first 15 seconds that you called in, he loves you already. Just because you guys have a mutual hate for the Miami Heat. It's okay.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? I actually should disconnect on both of y'all, but
it's okay.
We need the show to go on.
I know
on.
Where you live at.
That sounds like a threat.
And you know this show would not be as fun if you, I wasn't here. Keep it funny.
Yeah, right.
Keep it a thing. Keep it a thing.
Can't believe it.
You know
shit.
This
show
would not be as fun if it wasn't for
yeah.
me.
Yeah. So he just needs to appreciate.
I'm the live wire of this group.
That's right.
All right. See, and that's exactly why Cincinnati is the murder state, because you see how she called in all reckless and shit. Though you ain't no choice. You had to shoot a nigga after that. Anyway,
I tried to be professional until you got cousin on me, so I had to get cousin on you real quick.
All right, I appreciate that. Appreciate that. It's all love.
Sure.
So as far as this long distance relationship, you're already saying exit. No, it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me
no.
why. Elaborate on why.
Because you can't. Okay, if y'all are in a relationship, how's it going to work long distance? You tell me where you're going to get love, affection, and time at in between that.
Are you
serious?
Talking about
Texas, Skype, and I'm talking about where's the sex, where's the kissing, where's the massages, where's the going out, where's the going on date. You can't do none of that long distance.
I don't want to get a wrong impression. I knew I was looking motherfucking like, come on, man. I understand that. If niggas got something they need to do, and they need to leave the state for a little bit, then please
a little bit. You talking about, I'm talking about. No, you can't live in one state. Both of y'all, it's not going to work. It's not. I'm sorry. You can leave, and the longest you can be gone, okay, I probably could go about 2 weeks without my husband, and I don't even know if I could go that long. But he better make sure he getting back home, because long distance don't work. People got hormones, and you should know. You're one. I'm just saying.
I can't believe
I'm just saying.
She got real personal real quick about.
So
real. All right. She got real personal.
Yeah.
All right. So let me know. All right. Well, let me know this. In case if you are trying to make the long distance relationship work, how many times do you need to talk a day?
Okay. Let's do about. See, I don't know. I would say about at least 7. But
how
that's
many?
Just my opinion, 7 at least, you know.
Seven,
I don't know. I got the type of husband. He going to call every 5 minutes, so it won't matter.
Nigga, what you doing? Nigga, where
what you doing? The same thing I was doing 5 minutes ago, but what you doing now? Sitting.
Come back. You ain't done cleaning the job yet, nigga. yo, this is crazy. All right, and tell me this though. So about seven times. So let me know what type of tools are coming handy that you guys would need as far as a long distance relationship to try to make it work.
Okay, you need trust.
Okay.
You need commitment. You need somebody that's dedicated to the relationship, because if both are not dedicated, it'll never work. And then comes the way you need truth, because you don't want any lies. So truth, dedication, communication. I'm feeling it. I like that.
All right.
If you all got that, no relationship shall prosper. Long distance or together, baby.
All right, that's good. That's the game right there, if the game was ever told right there, though. So we definitely appreciate you calling in. And I would like my cash and money order, though, because I don't trust you with checks. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay,
I don't trust money from Cincinnati.
You really put her on blast live on the air like that.
Maybe listen to me. He can say what he wants because he ain't getting a dollar from me. He better ask his about to be wife, because that's who we cash out on. Oh. Oh,
right, I know,
that's where your money go.
Hey, I know where the fuck you live, all right? I know where the fuck you live, okay? I know where the fuck you live, all right?
Okay.
it's definitely been a pleasure. You know what I'm saying? It's getting uncomfortable in here. It's getting uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
So, all
right. Because the real is back. It's okay.
All right. P.S. I hate you. You know what I'm saying? P.S. I hate you.
Okay.
You know
text me when you're done.
I sure will. You make sure that you have a wonderful day, and I love you too, cousin.
Okay, bye. All
right. Yo, from now on, no more fucking family calling in, man. This shit's crazy. This shit's crazy.
You
now I'm mad. Now I feel like breaking shit. Now I feel like breaking shit. It don't matter what I did. It don't matter what it's still your fault.
Your fault.
I'm over here.
That was your fault.
I hate this. Break some shit. Shit. No more family. No more fucking family calling.
Here you go.
More fucking
breaking
family. Oh, shit. Here, give me that, too.
Tell me when you're done.
Damn. All right. I'm done. So.
You good?
Yeah, all right. I'm all right now. Damn.
You good?
All right. And we're back. Okay, and we're back. So, I'm liking the feedback that I'm getting. Is some people out here that will say that it will work? And overall, ladies and gentlemen, some people are here to say absolutely no. Turn and go that way. It's not going to work. It's not.
You know the fucked up part about this is?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't asking me. Nobody asked me.
Okay.
How I feel about the whole situation.
All right. See? You know what? Let's
see. No. See? That's what I be talking about. Nobody care about crush.
Stop.
Nobody ever care about crush.
Stop acting
Chris
like that,
yo. Chris has an opinion, too. Chris is not just a voice for the women. I am that, yes. But I'm not just that.
All right, hold on. I need to answer this call, though, because this is your male part calling, all right? This is your manhood calling, Crush. Won't you answer the phone, okay? Go ahead and let me know what you feel about the situation.
I think it can work. That's the real shit. It's all about, like, when it breaks down, it's all about trust. Like, if you can trust somebody that's not in front of you 24/7, like, and then you got that connection, like, that real, like, you can have a connection with somebody that's not in front of you all the time. So if y'all have that connection, y'all got that spark, you can make it work. You'll find a way to make it work. Like, every relationship got its complications. So, therefore, you're going to make it work somehow, some way.
Okay. So, all right. So, I'm going to ask you, how many times a day would you need to talk to her?
I mean, I'm in a situation right now, actually.
Yo, I did not know that about you.
Yes, I'm in a situation right now.
Because you're such a whore. I just never knew that. I'm
what
sorry.
You mean
I'm
a whore?
I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? All right, my bad. Hold on. I still might be mad over my cousin calling. Let me break something else. All right. I'm sorry.
What you mean I'm a whore?
I'm sorry.
I'm not a whore. I'm a flirt. I'm not a whore. I'm a flirt. Is a difference.
Tiger got out of his cage. I'm sorry.
I'm not a whore. I'm a flirt. Is a difference.
Okay. Now.
Let's get that straight.
All right. I actually just got a message over somebody who was a little shy to call in. It was my mother-in-law. Basically, she said, hell no, long-distance relationship don't work. Said it takes some kind of special person. Hey, she went right in, okay? She don't even dance around. She don't hit around the bush. She said it doesn't work. It takes some kind of special person to pull that off, and this world doesn't have enough of those type of people. Now, unless you're Indian and your parents have arranged a marriage waiting to happen for you, then maybe it will work. But I have some Indian friends, and that's not 100% either. She is cold. She is cold. That is my mother-in-law right there, and that's the game right there, if it was ever told right there as well. Even arranged marriages don't even work. So long-distance relationships, that's another hell no. Nah. But, Crush, you say that it will.
I think
on
it
the contrary. On the contrary.
All right, well, yo, let's do. Because actually, I've been in a couple long distance relationships. Actually, my ex fiance, we were in a long distance relationship while she was in college. We was engaged, and she was in college. She was going to SCU.
Okay.
I don't remember the name of the college, but SCU. She was going to SCU, and I was in Delaware. But we was making it work.
All right. So, yo, how long did that last then, son?
Till we got, started putting everything together for the wedding, and we realized we weren't those two kids that fell in love. We were grown adults that just faded away, faded apart.
Okay. All right. Yo, that sound like it was a time for you,
after the puppy, love phase died, that the wedding, the whole plan in the wedding, fizzled out all that rest of that puppy love, and we realized, hey.
It's real thing. It's a real, real thing.
It's real now. Like, are we really ready to do this? I mean, like, I was with her from when I was 15 to I was 21.
Yo, so, that's all right. That's some years. That's some years and some.
Yeah.
All right. But, yo, there you go right there. So, Crochet, it will work. But, I mean, everything must come to an end at one point in time, especially long-distance relationships. Somebody has to come back home permanently. Like, you can't just come for about 4 or 5 days. Like, people really need you there. A relationship is just that. You need to be there with that person, bottom line. So I'm saying overall, the responses that I'm getting with a lot of no's and a lot of yes is I think it comes down to the timeline. It comes down to the timeline. And someone had pointed it out earlier that it will actually, everybody has their breaking point, and everybody has different breaking points.
But
long distance relationships are not gonna last forever though, because relationships are not meant to be long distance. But I'm definitely anxious to hear some more people's inputs. But we'll talk about that in a minute. You know, we'll talk about that in a minute. I want to get into some more music, man, because I want to jam to something. Put me on. Matter of fact, you know what? I want to request my own song. Can I do that?
I hope it's my favorite one.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do We Known For That. I would definitely like to hear that.
Good, because that's what one I was going to play anyway, so.
Damn, it's not like that I had a choice, huh? All right, can I introduce my own song? Can I please?
I guess you can do that.
All right, here we go. Pick it. Yo. This is L.I., your grandma's favorite rapper. You know, kicking it from Columbus on the felony part of the West Side. That's what we do here in Ohio. Right here, we known for that. Coming up on Next to Blow Radio, ho. I thought you knew. One more time. I like doing that shit right there. Let's go.
Ho, H-I-O. When the kind of I go by Incision, you can call me L.I. I'm in the mind. Haterism one day at a time. I float like a butterfly, like ashes in his prime. I'm too hot to handle, but too cold to hold. I can't be dismantled, I'm too hard to fold. Bottom line, I'm unpredictable, undeniable, unbreakable. Hometown is the old. We team minus 17 seconds and counting. From the Latin with a hook, that's gonna keep y'all bouncing. We got wood on the dance,
we got
wood on the wheel.
We
the wood to roll backwards, now all my smoke is yield.
So feel, man.
We go hard in the paint. We turn the lights off and pray it don't think. Bottom line, we get those stacks with no salary cap, and we ain't cut no slack. And we know it.
Ohio,
on our road.
Red, break bread with certain hoes. Debating and they can shit us made up 75. I take 70 east to the bus that's on my right. I show you right, come stay tonight. C-O-L-U-M-B-U-S, where we keeping it tight. Book out for life, we still survive. It's scarlet and gray and don't forget the white. I just begun, I'm 71. And in a couple hours, man, I'll be hitting 8 crawl. We gone to the next destination at last. Cleveland, Ohio, host 216, you should know the map. Those Browns and those Indians and those Cavaliers. Ain't no need to fear, cause we be right
Ohio,
here. So,
Ohio.
The O and no, it don't stop.
No, it don't stop. No, it don't stop.
That added pressure, open wounds, my people won't lie.
My people won't lie. My people won't lie.
The irony fighting society, what joy it brings to me.
Joy that it brings. Joy that it brings.
I'm a true Ohioan and we will always spread our wings.
The O, the H, the I, the Ohio.
Yes, 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 yes.
You know what? I like that song.
I like that song, too.
I like that song. If I lived in Ohio, I would like that song. If my name was not Lyrical Incisions and I did not write that song, I would still say, I like that song. I still would. I still would.
See, you know what type of that songs I like? Like,
what's that?
Songs that you rap another state, and they're so good, you want to go to that state, just go to that state. Like, yo, like, I want to go to Ohio.
Okay, I feel
because
you.
Because that,
just...
that go in. That,
I appreciate
that, makes...
that. I appreciate that. That's almost like, welcome to Atlanta, where the play is play. It just made you want to go down to Atlanta. As soon as you hear that, come on, you was there. You wanted to go to Atlanta.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What just happened?
This is beautiful. I love this. I love this right now. I just got the heads up from the boss man, O'Flame, and everything. Shadowy will be dropping a brand new exclusive track tonight.
What?
Yes. We dropping an exclusive track tonight. So, after the show, make sure you stay tuned to my page, because you'll get a new exclusive track tonight. Tonight, tonight, tonight.
All right. You know what? I just want to, just out the blue, just tell everybody that I love Miss Queen T. I don't know. I just had a notion to do that.
I bet.
I just had a notion to do that. Something told me to just tell people that. Because I think people want to know, and that's okay.
You don't got no ulterior motives for saying that?
Nah, actually, you know what? For some reason, God just told me to say that. I don't know why. And it flew out my mouth before I even had a chance to catch it. But it's already out there. It's on the table.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So, you know. All right. So, you know. You know. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. That's was good. Was that an awkward moment? Was that an awkward moment for a minute? Yo,
Listen,
as well, because, you know, every now and then I just like to talk about things that's in the headlines as well. My nigga, listen, how many times, can you fuck up and still get another chance to fuck up again? Now, who's fucked up or what's fucked up? Carnival, the cruise ship. Do you know that again? Do you know
I thought you were talking about Kanye.
No, no, not at all. I'm talking about the Carnival, the Carnival cruise ship line. Do you know again they had some medical issues? Something happened to their plumbing. They had shit all on the floor.
Ew.
Do you know about that? Yeah, they had shit all on the floor, and something else, you know, something else happened again. One public restroom was taken offline for toilet overflow, and there was a total of, like, one request for cleaning at the guest in the cabin bedroom. And, you know, a year ago with the loss of 32 lives, and I believe that was the actual – you remember the ship last year, and I'm pretty sure our listeners remember the ship last year where the captain actually aborted the ship. Captain is supposed to go down with the ship.
Yeah.
He jumped the fuck off of the ship, not caring. That
he was about that life.
Hey,
he was about
no.
that life.
That nigga said, get it how you live. And then there was about 4 to 6 months ago, Carnival, no, it wasn't even that long ago. This was had to be about 2 months ago. Remember the cruise ship that was stranded out for about 4 or 5 days?
Mm-hmm.
That was Carnival, too. Yeah, that was Carnival too. Like, what? How many times? Yes, that was Carnival as well.
See, you know what the fucked up part is? My family reunion is supposed to be on the Carnival cruise.
Extra life jackets and take an extra toilet as well, though, because you just never know what happened.
No, I'm just not going.
Carnival, you know what I'm saying? Carnival doesn't seem to care. Like, their whole song, their whole theme song right now is, I don't give a fuck as long as my bitches love me.
Yeah.
That's how I feel right now.
You know,
yeah, yeah.
Matter of fact, do you want to know what they are saying to all their, everybody who boards their ships?
What is that?
Look, fuck you. Fuck the plane you flew in on. Fuck them shoes. Fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay ass fairy faggot accent. Fuck them cheap ass cigars. Fuck your yuck mouth teeth. Fuck your hairpiece. Fuck your chocolate. Fuck Guy Ritchie. Fuck Prince William. Fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the fuck out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out of you.
That's what it's saying. That is exactly what it's saying to everybody.
What's wrong with you, man?
Tell me what I'm lying. Tell me what I'm lying.
Where's the wrong with you?
Tell me what I'm lying.
Oh, shit. Hey, play that one
Tell
more time, man.
Lying.
Play that one more time. I need that in my life one more year.
All right, one more time.
Look, fuck you. Fuck the plane you flew in on. Fuck them shoes. Fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay-ass fairy faggot accent. Fuck them cheap-ass cigars. Fuck your yuck-mouth teeth. Fuck your hairpiece. Fuck your chocolate. Fuck Guy Ritchie. Fuck Prince William. Fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the fuck out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out of you.
Oh, my God.
Do I need to say more?
My God. That's disrespectful as hell, yo. I don't even know. At that point in time, I don't even know. I might want to just give a big shout out to Carnival and shit, though, because they keep it extra real. We're going to take your money, and we're just going to leave you stranded.
Yeah.
And if you call.
Exactly.
And if you call right now, you get an extra 30 miles that's closer to the shore. Absolutely free. You got to love it, man. You got to love it. Yo, that's what's up in my headlines right now. When I seen that this morning, I was actually getting my teeth was actually getting my teeth fixed clean, and I still have no cavities whatsoever. You gotta love that. Stay away from sugar. Stay away from all that other stuff. I give a fuck as long as my bitch love me too.
Right.
Oh yeah, that's me. Yeah, that's me bragging. That's me bragging because I got a clean mouth. I'm saying I got a clean mouth.
Anyway.
Oh.
Anyway. But yo, speaking of trips, you going to Minnesota?
Oh, now when is this? Because nobody ever lets me know anything. Is the reason why I be so disrespectful to Queen T most of the time. Anyway, so no, I didn't know anything about it. Please.
Well, Queen basically broke the news about everybody should know, all the fans should know, the next to blow. 1 year one year anniversary will be May 1st and everything. And Queen actually putting together a show. She's trying to put together a showcase featuring all of us and see if we all can get out there. I'm gonna try to get out there. You going?
Oh, I'm there.
I'm trying to work out the details right now. See if I can make it. I'm really trying to go because I'm trying to see what Minnesota got popping. You feel me?
Can we get her on the fucking line now?
I think she's built. I forgot where Queen went. Queen went somewhere. I forgot where she went.
You know what? I hope she went straight to. Never mind.
Can you stop trying to cuss out our boss?
Okay.
See, you want to get us canceled. You can't kiss us about us, genius.
Because you do shit like that. You gonna have a company get together and you don't even invite me. You don't even let me know. That's the shit I be talking about. And you wonder why?
Well,
yeah. And you want who likes their boss? Nobody likes their boss.
I like her.
I don't like her. But I will be there.
Queen's probably the only boss I like. All my other bosses are assholes. Every one of them.
Yo, hold on. And you know what? We'll come back to that because I'm gonna get there. I would love to give a special. Come on, son. To that nigga Justin Bieber. What the fuck is going on with him right now? Is he having a teenage midlife crisis?
I wasn't even trying to talk about that, but him and Lil Twist. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got three words for them too.
Go ahead. Shoot off.
Nigga, you gay.
There's some pretty shit going on with them too. Like, first of all, you wanna let this nigga drive your car and crash it. Not once, but twice. You letting him catch you on some candy smoking weed and everything, fucking up your whole reputation. Like, dude, like, Justin, just stop.
Hey, but listen, though, you know what
I think. I've seen them too. Like, and besides, Justin Bieber already got the haircut of a lesbian, so. Yeah.
Yo, come on, man.
Justin and Lil Twist might be butt buddies.
Yo, chill out,
that's
man. All I'm saying
opinion.
Is, no, don't. Come
that's
on, man. You can't just.
Opinion.
You cannot.
That butt buddy.
Yo, you cannot disrespect. You cannot disrespect the bees like that. Yo, I got respect for bees,
they're
man.
Butt
yo,
buddies.
You don't understand. That nigga,
butt
listen.
Buddies.
Justin Bieber is a fucking gangster. And if you keep talking, he might let the horses out on you. You know what I'm saying? The horses will come out.
Buddy.
Don't get it twisted. Listen.
As much gay shit that goes on in Young Money alone.
Yo, Justin Bieber, you heard it right here first. Listen, Justin, he just let the horses out on your ass, too. Listen, Justin Bieber is a thug, okay? Period. That's all I'm putting it. That's all I'm saying. Do you want to know why he's a thug? Because I would love to tell you why he's a thug.
Why is he a thug?
You know why he's a thug? Because that nigga splurges. He spends money. He hangs around 50 Cent. He hangs around Floyd Mayweather. Listen, this nigga even hangs around
Triple
H. And
them niggas is gay, too. Them niggas is gay, too.
You ain't hear the last part that I said, Dan. You ain't hear the last part that I said. The last person.
Who?
He hangs with the gang. He hangs with Triple H. from the WWE, the wrestler. He hangs with the Gang. You know that nigga's an OG. Come on, give me that. Give me that.
Okay. Okay. Right, Triple H is goon. Triple H is goon.
He is goon.
And,
he's goon. So
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yo, Justin Bieber hangs around
and Game is goon. Game is goon too. So yeah. But 50 and Mayweather. 50 and Mayweather, them two are some awesome. They are some iffy shit too.
Yo, you know what? Let's bring in the caller. Let's bring in the caller. Let's just talk about some shit real quick. Let's just bring that in.
Where are we going with it? Where are we going? We're going to get 302?
Yeah, fuck it. Let's go.
302-525. I know who this is, but 302-525. Let people know who you is, where you calling from.
What's popping? This old flame, Shadow Lee, Delaware. What's going on?
Hey,
it's good. It's good.
What's popping, man?
Yo, how you feeling, man?
Still doing that. I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm tuned in. I've been, you know what I mean, handling business, but I've been tuned in to y'all.
Yo, I appreciate that, man, because we over here going wild right now, man. You heard this nigga try to call Justin Bieber a fag? That nigga's a G. Justin Bieber smacked the shit out of you, B. I'm trying to tell
man,
you. Don't let the haircut fool you.
That fake-ass pot. I can't roll with that. Like he tried to copy the whole pop incident down to the colors, dog. Like,
hey,
he even got 1994 on his hat. Like I can't rock with that. I can't do that.
Hey man, this nigga is repping the year he was born right there, though. Hey, listen, I'm watching the video right now. This nigga hopped out that minivan on some thug shit right there. Like, hey, look, I'm watching this shit right now. Anybody who did not see that, man. Oh, that is, he's a young pit bull, man. He's, don't get it twisted. Beavers getting ready to smack the shit out of that cameraman.
Yo, that dude crazy. He's like, I don't give a fuck who you are. Like, I'm like, whatever him and Chris Brown are right now, they need to chill.
I don't even get it. Pop the molly and I'm sweating. Woo! You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yo, real quick, man. I wanted to share
some Justin probably definitely popping some mollies.
Pop the molly, I'm sweating. Woo! So... real quick, man, I definitely want to, you know, bring you in to shed some light on this, We talking about long-distance relationships tonight, right? And I need to know from my male counterparts, right? Yo, does it work or does it not work? Go ahead, shed some light.
Nah, it don't work.
They don't work. All right, now,
nah.
Let's ask that million-dollar question. Why?
Because it's, you know, for us, we need somebody there in the physical form. You know what I mean? Like, it's too much temptation out here for one thing. To have our other half in a whole different state. You know what I'm saying? And we got all these females around us every day. Like, nah, it ain't gonna work. We need that physical, you know, that physical embracement. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
because
half the time. Yeah, because that's the time when the motherfuckers is here in person, they still can't keep the man around.
Yeah. Relationships is hard enough now. And you know what I mean? Try to do it in the law.
You about to get me in trouble.
It don't work at all, man. Like, I've been through it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was in a relationship for, like, for 3 years. The only reason it was long distance is because she was a model, you know what I mean? So that put a lot of strain on it. And then one day, you know, she went and took she had a gig out of the country, and we like lost touch for like a few weeks. And when she came back, like it just wasn't the same. Like that was a wrap. You know what I mean? So that's one of the dangerous parts of it. Like at any moment, man, y'all can just go y'all separate way. If without y'all being in the same, you know, physical presence, ain't nothing that can stop that. So, nah, it don't work.
Okay. Man, all right, there it goes. So it don't work at all. All right, now check this out, because this is the conclusion that I came to listening from the male's point of view and the female's point of view. And sometimes the females are saying no, sometimes the females are saying yes. Sometimes the males are saying no, sometimes the males are saying yes. So I need to know. what's the longest, or, you know, what's the time period? You said in your personal experience that it was a few weeks of just not completely talking at all. And that changed everything.
Yeah.
So if y'all were talking on a day-to-day basis and she did not go out of the country, what's the longest that you think you would have been able to withstand?
Well, we was together for 3 years. You know what I'm saying? But the only reason we lasted that long is because she was always here. Like, we did a lot of traveling, you know what I mean? I used to go out to the islands where she was from. Like, she didn't live there, but her family was from there, so I used to go to St. Lucia with her. We used to go to New York all the time. She used to come here, you know what I'm saying? But because of her job, there was always a lot of periods of time where we couldn't do that, you know what I mean? So if you're able to have that ability to visit each other and is consistent with it, then it can make it go longer. But, if you know, a lot of people realistically don't even do that. So, you know, the phone calls and the Skyping and the Uvu, and that's only going to go so far. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So,
I understand. Now, I guess let's get into the dirty talk real quick. You know, what type of tools did y'all use, you know, as far as Skype or something like that? You know what I'm saying? Did you have her do some X-rated shit on the screen?
Yo, I'm married now, and I ain't even talk about that.
Hey, listen. You're giving advice to fellow men. You know what I'm saying? You're giving advice to fellow men who are probably going through the same thing that you once were.
I'm saying at that time period, like the whole Uvu and the Skyping and all that wasn't even popping. So it was just pretty much like the whole phone joint popping off. You know what I mean? So me being an artist, you know, I got a crazy vivid imagination.
right.
Pop off that way. She get her thing off. Like, you know what I mean? But other than that, like, we was together as much as we could be. So it was, you know, that wasn't really a problem. So.
Yeah, right. Tell wifey I'm sorry if she around. You know what I'm saying? I apologize for having to reflect on the past, though. But we need to know out here. You know what I'm saying? We need to know. Experience is
and
the only way.
And tell
us
to blaming on me because you probably already will.
All right, that's what I'm saying. Yo, so
nah,
real quick,
you know.
Man. Yo, we definitely appreciate your insight.
Well, boss man, I think we need to make an announcement.
Oh, what about the night?
Oh yeah, about the night.
We got a couple announcements. But the night the night we dropping an exclusive track, you know what I'm saying? You can find it on a Crush page, you can find it on Old Flame fan page on Facebook. It's gonna you know, exclusive track, you know what I mean?
But you know what's so good about it? I knew we was going to end up dropping it sooner or later. So it's already on the switchboard. So
what we going to do,
we can drop that shit right now.
This is what we going to do. We going to take one more caller, and this is going to give y'all time to go ahead and call y'all partners to have them call in, though, so we can all listen in harmony, in unison. How about that? Give us about another 4 or 5 minutes. Yeah, give us a couple minutes, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go ahead and run that. We're about to advertise this. We're about to blast this shit on Twitter, on Facebook, and have everybody call in, though, so we can all listen to this shit at the same time. How about that? That's the way I like it.
That's what it is. But another thing before we blast that off, man, your boy O'Flame, he nominated for two categories in the Don Squad Magazine Awards. They nominated me for Hip Hop Artist of the Year and Mixtape of the Year. So if y'all can go to DimeSquadMagazine.com, you know what I mean, and vote for your boy, you know what I mean, let's bring them trophies back, you know what I'm saying, and represent, you know what I mean? You work hard over here.
Absolutely. Yo, best of luck to you, man. I think that's already in
the
bag.
Shadowy page, you can find that on my page. You can find it on Flame page. You can find it everywhere. You can find it on Twitter, Tumblr, all that.
Coming to an eardrum near you.
Yes. Mavic Lyric, did you vote yet?
I voted twice.
Huh?
I voted twice.
Okay.
Yep.
Just making sure.
Yeah, that. I'm not lying. You know, I'm not lying at all. This is this is truth. You know what I'm saying? This is truth. So, what's the website again for everybody who hasn't voted yet to let them know where to vote?
Yeah, Don Squad. Yeah, Dime Squad Magazine. That's DYME SquadMagazine.com.
All right. So by the time this By the time this broadcast is over with, I'll really be telling the truth, all right? Yep, so I voted twice, niggas. Feel me? All right. All right.
But, we're going to get into one more caller, and then we're going to drop an exclusive Shadow E track tonight.
That's what I like to hear.
We're breaking tracks here. The show breaks hits.
That's all we do. We break hits. That's all we do. We break hits. So,
Blaine, we'll be right back with you.
All right.
Hey, matter of fact, what we're going to do, man, we're going to have him, we're going to have you, and we're probably going to have one more person introduce the cut when we're getting ready to play that. That's how I like to do it.
All right. No doubt.
All right. So, well, let's get into this.
What area code are we going?
Hopefully, this won't be any type of fucking family, all right, because we had this person who's been home for about 20 minutes now. Hopefully, this will not be no fucking family, and it's just some random person out of Cincinnati who's calling. We're going to try another 513 area code.
Oh, God.
Here's my bitch, you love me. All right, so, caller, who is this and where are you calling from? Well, actually, I know where you're calling from, but who is this?
Scottle, 513 Cincinnati.
513, Cincy is definitely in here. They picked the night. They picked it. I think it was that song, Crush. I think it was that song, that Ohio song that actually got people up in the game right now. So Cincinnati is definitely in the building. What's going on, Scottle?
Man, let me do a little reverse, man. Let's back up a little bit on Bieber, man. He is no OG. If it wasn't for my man Usher, I'm sorry, Bieber wouldn't be nothing. No ladies would be having no Bieber fever at all.
Listen.
But,
besides
that, let's fast forward a little bit. You know, do relationships work outside
long
of
distance.
State lines, long distance, in my opinion? Of course not. But that's like my man, prior to me, he said, if she goes out of the country or she's in modeling or, any variation of job, you can only do so much. Like back in the day when you have Skype, your best thing was phone. And, no homo, you have phone sex with your lady friend. So,
are you touching yourself? Are you touching yourself? Touch yourself. Oh, yeah, breathe heavy, baby. Let me know I'm there, right? And the bitch is on the couch eating popcorn, just moaning and shit for no reason. She ain't even touching herself.
Yeah, I'm saying. So, when you was younger, that's how I was. See, we ain't have Facebook. We ain't have MySpace. We ain't Skype. What was Skype? Yeah, right. But now that you got that, that's what you use in this Skype. Basically everything you do is social media. I'm driving down the road, I'm about to say I'm at this light at this intersection. And
exactly.
That's where I'm at. If I'm a geotag it, the only good shit about that is if I die here, hope to God I don't, that you gonna know where I last was. People always say, why you do that? Why? Because if, like I said, if I die here, I go missing here. You know where I last was.
Hey, you know what, man? You know what? I'm not a social media person at all and shit, though. But when I go on road trips, I do that for that same reason and shit, because I do not want the first 48 to take 7 years to crack open my case. Bitch, I died right here. Bitch, I died right here on pump 6 at Chill. You know what I'm saying? I died right on pump 6, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? This was my dollar amount for my gas. Take a photo with it and add it to it.
Yo, I dig it. Yo, so tell me, all right, so that's the tools. Now, on a quick real note, tell me what is, if you were in a situation of a long-distance relationship, and let's say hypothetically you have been with the girl for about a year to 18 months, what is the longest that you'll be able to wait?
Before you either break up or before you...
Yeah, before you break up.
God, it's really hard saying. If you've been in it for a year, year and a half, and it's gone strong, and it's true love, maybe you can go 3 to 5 years. That's one side of it. But to be honest, this day and age, with so many fine females in 513-614-740-812-859-606, it's impossible to say you're going to go anything past that.
Okay.
All right. You know, that's my opinion. I don't see, in my opinion, if true love, if it's meant to be, it'll be meant to be in, you know, prolonged future. If not, and you can't handle it, or you ain't on that girl's level, or she ain't on your level, and you trying to better yourself, or you move further distance, or you move outside the country with another job, it ain't gonna last.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, that's what I'm saying. Hey, my lucky sign-off right here, that's the game if it was ever told. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Scott will call in. Yo, we definitely appreciate the input. Let us know, because this nigga just dropped some knowledge right here. Let us know where we can reach you on Facebook, on Twitter, in case anybody needs some more knowledge.
Tumblr,
man, you could definitely catch me on Facebook, facebook.com/ S like Sam, D like David, and then Cottle, C-O-T-T-L-E. If you need to catch me on Twitter, it's so simple, it's Scottle. So it's at capital S like Sam and the last name, C-O-T-T-L-E.
That's what I'm talking about, y'all. So we definitely appreciate you calling in. Big ups to everybody in Cincinnati, from Price Hill all the way to Loveland. You know what I'm saying? And everything in between. It's all love. You know what I'm saying? And special shout out to Forest Park.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta love that. Gotta love that. Yo, so we definitely appreciate you calling in, man. And
sure.
You know what I'm saying? We definitely look forward to hearing from you in the future.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
I
got out of class. Scott. I figure I might as well chime in.
Yeah, anytime, baby, anytime. Yo, it's Scottle, bitches. All right. Yo, Crush.
Yo.
What we doing? We got the track loaded up.
Oh, the track been loaded up.
You got the track loaded up? All right, yo, this is about to be the grand finale right now of the show. Let's bring back Flame. I hope y'all have been doing y'all promoting for like the last 4 or 5 minutes while we was on the phone with Scottle. You know what I'm saying? And matter of fact, without any further ado, I'm going to do my Jay-Z impersonation, and I'm going to just go ahead and fade the black and let y'all go ahead and do y'all thing from now.
Flame, how you want to do this?
Man, let's just go into it. This is a brand new track. Looks like it's going to be popping off on the Shadow Re compilation album. Me, O'Flame, Crush the Catalyst, Asphalt the Veteran, Duck 13, and Mike Shane. You know what I mean? It's called Everything Is Okay. Let's get it in, man.
Shadow Re all day. It's next to Blow Radio. You rocking with the show. Exclusive right here.
They try to stop me, but they'll never hold me back. I'm too strong, and I'm never coming back after I'm gone. Everything is okay, we can do this all day. They can't stop us, no way, no way. They try to stop me, but they'll never hold me back. I'm too strong, and I'm never coming back after I'm gone. Everything is okay, we can do this all day. They can't stop us, no way, no way. They try to stop me. They try. They try. They try to stop me, but they'll never hold me back. I'm too strong, and I'm never coming back after I'm gone. Everything is okay. We can do this all day. They can't stop us, no way, no way. They try to stop me, but they'll never hold me back. I'm too strong. Never coming back after I'm gone. Everything is okay. We can do this all day. They can't stop us, no way, no way.
I've had this frustration for this nation. I'm losing patience with these niggas hating. So I use it as my motivation. I'm contemplating the situations. The team got they smiling, shaking my hands, but plotting on my block. Rubber steady, tough, stop my shine, but he not cause I'm at the top of my grind. Too high to my prime to give you lose, won't know, tell him one of these gangsters my time. And they think that I'm gonna be the one to falter and fall. But fault don't fall, I'm too strong. So when I prosper the proper fits, I'm gone. See, I don't grind, I put in work hours, turning in the weeds. To lead they fiddling, surf while I give birth to greatness while we deceased. This is what I live and I breathe. Great things within my heartbeat. So while they live for the street, I'm grinding for my team. Trust throw some obstacles and I demolish you. You can't stop the suit, I rip your molecules. And while this man's a one-man army, yo, man, it's a lot of you. I got my platoon, Shadow Weed be the niggas that the squad of dudes. Greatness in the making, taking the stage, test us, and we rocking you, man, yo, we're too high.
They try to stop me, but they'll never hold me back. I'm too strong, and I'm never coming back after I'm gone. Everything is okay, we can do this all day. They can't stop us, no way, no way. They try to stop me, but they'll never hold me back. I'm too strong, and I'm never coming back after I'm gone. Everything is okay, we can do this all day. They can't stop us, no way, no way.
These dreams don't sleep, so we don't either. No quitting, no hiatus, no taking a breather. Read them heaters. How you gonna outflame us? The greatest pound for pound. How you gonna outbox crush? If you look in my eyes, what would you find? Hustle by any means. State of mind, motivation, starving. So I'm gon' feed it. My dreams feeling hazy, but I'm gon' see them. So I fight the fight, muscle the right, hit the stage in rage. Diary of a pauper prince, tell my story by the page. A lot of people try to break me, but I'm too strong for that. Just to recap, reassess, got back on track. Cause you never seen hunger until you heard our bars. And until you see our movement, never know. Go hard, these tags around my neck ain't a trinket, it's a statement. Shadow we to the death, we gon' make
they
it.
They try to stop me, but they'll never hold me back. I'm too strong, and I'm never coming back after I'm gone. Everything is okay, we can do this all day. They can't stop us, no way, no way. They try to stop me, but they'll never hold me back. I'm too strong, and I'm never coming back after I'm gone. Everything is okay, we can do this all day. They can't stop us, no way, no way.
Little niggas, they can press their luck. Hating ass niggas never stop my mission. All I do is show your rappers love. All I get a return is some goddamn bitches. They hoping that we finish. They hoping that we gone. They tell us that they winning. I show them that they wrong. Wrong, so wrong. Take a look at my enterprise. Got the devil inside my mind. See destruction go through my eyes. They praying for my demise. They want my downfall. I try to give them sun. They wanting downpour. I'm trying to build the Titanic, I'm finding ways to sink it. Life liquid in my veins, watch the leeches drink it. Hate is such a poison that y'all choose to think with. Fuck them all, like the veteran. Since when it's being real, shooting down those that's better than. You got the game twisted, like the code's gone. No whiners, you niggas so wrong.
They try to stop me, but they'll never hold me back. I'm too strong, and I'm never coming back after I'm gone. Everything is okay, we can do this all day. They can't stop us, no way, no way. They try to stop me, but they'll never hold me back. I'm too strong, and I'm never coming back after I'm gone.
Okay, these niggas won't hold me back. That's what Ross said. The thought of me being someone is getting to all these niggas' head. They laughed at my vision. Now they all my competition. And when it comes to loco niggas, they're not even fucking mentioned. Look, the moral of the story is, don't you ever stop. They wanna shoot you down, shoot back to the top. Revenge is my best payback. Diddy boy, take that, take that. Revenge is the best payback. Diddy boy, take that, take that. Yo, yo, who gon' stop us? Not you niggas. Who gon' stop us? How you figure? Nigga, I'm gone. Gone, gone, gone. Talk that heat and shit. I don't give a fuck. I still raising my shame. This went from a hobby to an addiction. From an addiction to a fucking mission. Yeah. The odds are very clear to me, but yet, I still don't pay that shit.
They try to stop me, but they'll never hold me back. I'm too strong, and I'm never coming back after I'm gone. Everything is okay, we can do this all day. They can't stop us, no way, no way. They try to stop me, but they'll never hold me back. I'm too strong, and I'm never coming back after I'm gone. Everything is okay, we can do this all day.
All right, yo.
Yeah.
Yo, that
shit was hot. And big ups to that producer, though, whoever laid that beat down, though, because it was hard to get tired of that track, but that beat kept swinging like that, though. So, y'all, I definitely love it. I definitely love it. So, y'all, that was it right there. Big ups to the whole Shadow Gang, ENT, everybody on the east side, everybody on the west side, north side. Y'all know, hey, I don't want to go, but unfortunately it is 11 o'clock. Yeah, it is closing time. Like, this probably was the fastest 2 hours of my life right here, though. We had a ball, man. We had a ball. So, yo, overall, man, long-distance relationships, that's what we were talking about all night. It's up to you. It's up to you to see how long that's going to work. Some people say it ain't going to work. Some people say that it will work. But I think it's all about your patience and all about how you communicate with one another, though, because you even know the boy, Kendrick Lamar said that, man. Communication, save relations. You got to take that in consideration, man. You got to Skype one another. You use your technology, use your tools, and I'm pretty sure that you guys will get over that hump that they call space, that trying time. Space, space, space is definitely sometimes, a lot of times, to have a little bit of it helps the relationship, but to have a lot of it never, never helps. Never helps. So, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to say that, and that's this, that's the thing that I learned tonight. That is the thing that I learned tonight. So it's all about how people perceive it in the whole nine. So, Crush, any closing words?
You know how I do it. It's Mr. Everything, the Cold War Chiller, Shadow E Gorilla, Crush the Catalyst, chilling with the baddest chick. I might get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. I'm so in the groove, Mr. So Damn Smooth, all in my flow. It's live with the show next to Blow, Let Go. And you remember my parting words, you can't love nobody unless you love yourself. So cherish yourself.
All right, yo, and for everybody else, man, yo, watch your grandma, though, because they old ladies, they like to call me Tarzan in the bedroom. I'll get your old
like ass. Like I said last week, you touch my grandma, and I'll be hosting this show by myself.
I'm trying to let you know. Just keep her dentures. Keep the dentures. Keep the dentures away from me.
Find the body.
Hey, it's something about the icy hot. It's something about the smell of icy hot I just love about old folks and shit.
Larry,
I'm going to
just let you know. It's a lot of landfills in Delaware. I can hide your body in so many places. Just like you
know.
We have a lot of landfills in Delaware. They will never find your body.
All right. On that note, hey, everybody, love, peace, and hair grease, and go Heat. We're going for 21-0, so we can actually go on to set the NBA record for the most wins in a row. Go Heat. And until then, this is Next to Blow Radio, ho.
But yeah, hold on. Wait. We should go out with a song. Something.
It's all you. It's all you. You take it from there.
Okay. Yo, I'm starting to really love this track, though. I played it by accident once, but I love this track now. It's that So Live Ghost and Relly Mac that get your bands up. And till next week, deuces.
I'm trying not to mess up. I'm from the hood, bitch. All I know is bad luck. Subtract the bullshit to the paper, add up. I'm in the cut. Try and get my bands up. Get my bands up. Try and get my bands up. I'm from the land. Real niggas stand up. Get my bands up. Try and get my bands up. I'm from the land. Real niggas stand up. Hustle man. You can call me Hustle Man. Whip it Southpaw. Pitch it underhand. I got a softball or something other than. You crazy baby, change your life. Welcome to Wonderland. But nah, I ain't tricking. Just to keep it pimping. I see that I'ma make it back. Hustler's intuition. And my OG told me when we was chilling. You make big bread, you can get a crumbs of pigeon. Now back to the kitchen. Where the trap at? My niggas got some chickens. Come get a snack pack. Me, I'ma get it. Now where the up.
like fake asses, Nicki Minaj. If you think you're seeing me, well, that's just a mirage. Time's hard, I'm trying not to mess up. From the hood, bitch, all I know is bad luck. Subtract the bullshit to the paper, add up. I'm in the cut, try and get my bands up. Get my bands up, try and get my bands up. I'm from the land, real niggas stand up. Get my bands up, try and get my bands up. I'm from the land, real niggas stand up.
I will, real niggas stand up, they got me at attention. That money keep coming, that money got intuition. If these niggas talking, that money gotta be mentioned. They say we eating good, that money diet nutrition. I'm trying to get my bands up, but I don't have time. I'm loading them with this real shit, it's my class time.
Check in.
Hustle around the clock, it's always cash time. You know we ball hard, so they get trash time. All I know is bad luck, I remember bad times. I'm trying to get my bands up, so I don't live in past time. I'm from the land, bruh, just trying to get my bands up. Ain't looking for a handout, don't make me put them hands up. Axe be the team, but we ain't asking for things.
No question.
And we only take the paper like a fax machine.
Yes,
I'm in the cut with my band-aid. Yeah, nigga gotta hustle, cause that paper been man-made.
Time's hard, I'm trying not to mess up. From the hood, bitch, all I know is bad luck. Subtract the bullshit to the paper, add up. I'm in the cut, try and get my bands up. Get my bands up, try and get my bands up. I'm from the land, real niggas stand up. Get my bands up, try and get my bands up. I'm from the land, real niggas stand up.
Get it how I kill it, call it blood money. Black man, straight cash, throw it in the bag money. You said you was gon' blow up, selling blow up. You a dud dummy, no spark. All the talent in the world, but you got no heart. Acting hard as hell, really getting no parts. Real niggas stand up, bet you recognize this part. Fuck you, pay me, ho, I'm fresh about the band, though. Catch me playing with them bands and it's a live show. Throw up your liquor, even throw up your strip. I don't see these niggas, I ain't stuntin' no bitch. 216, both them dead presidents. ATE, I represent my shit. Money on my mind, put that money on the line. Put that money on the line, bet I kill them every time. Money on my mind, put that money on the line. Bitch, that money on the line, bet I kill them every time.
Time's hard, I'm trying not to mess up. From the hood, bitch, all I know is